Today is Monday, January 13th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, do you want to know how devoted I am to this show? I know that you want to know. Kathy, Scotty, I know all of you want to know how devoted I am. how devoted I am is I record on this thing called an iRig Pro. And I actually don't record on the iRig Pro. It's like an interface that I bring because I want to have as good of audio as possible. So I decided I was going to start traveling with my professional mic. Or my prosumer mic, as you might say, and my Heil PR40. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to travel with that, and I also want to be able to play my recording or my theme music live and my closing music live. And when I say play something live, I mean I don't want to add it when I do the editing. I want to play it and actually, because I do better like if I am actually doing the intro with the music playing underneath me, and et cetera, et cetera. And so anyway, it's a little interface that, you know, it's not very big and you can carry it around, but it uses two AA batteries. Man, that thing just chews through the batteries. And I swear, because I feel like I put brand new batteries in it yesterday or like before I left, maybe Saturday evening, and I didn't use it. I think it drains batteries even when you're not using it, because I sat down to record tonight and it was blinking. And I thought, oh no, the blinking red light means the battery. I'm pretty sure, but I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and start and try to record. And so I started, and I got about a minute in and it died. And then it magically came back on about 30 seconds later. And I'm like, stupidly, I'm like, oh, I'm going to try again. And I just tried again. And it died after about a minute. So I recorded like three, you know, for opening minutes of the show. And then I got so frustrated. I was like, ugh, I guess it's the battery. But I know for sure those were brand new batteries that I put in. And I had not recorded anything. So now I'm going to have to like take the batteries out in between recordings so that I'm absolutely sure it's not draining my Energizer batteries. So there you go. I wasted 3 minutes talking about batteries. So I'm on my trip, and I haven't talked to you guys since Friday, and the weekend was nothing. I did make a bad decision. I decided not to go and get my hair cut. So I called them Saturday morning. I was really stressed because I was going to have to drive all the way to St. Louis. I wouldn't have gotten back until like 10 in the evening, and then I needed to pack, and I had church on Sunday morning, and I had all this stuff that I was going to have to do, and then I immediately, like at noon, had to go to the airport and fly to California. And so I was like, ugh, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to, because it was supposed to snow, and it was also supposed to snow where I live and also in St. Louis. And so I was like, no, you know, I'm just going to, I don't think the weather is going to be good, and so I'm just not going to do it. And I have to leave super early. So to get there by like a 1 o'clock haircut, I have to leave at like eight in the morning or even earlier, like 7:30 to leave time to go to the restroom and all that kind of stuff. And so I made the decision, and then they don't open until like 8:30 or 9. So I had to call them to let them to cancel the appointment. And by then it was too late. Well, when I called them, I said, you know, can I reschedule? And I can't, I don't take my hair system off myself, like ever. I mean, I could, but I don't. And I don't want to. I've only done it once and I just don't want to do it. It makes it more, you know, feel like it's just my own natural hair. If I don't take it off, I go there once a month. They take it off, put another one on, yada, yada, yada. I'm only without it for 30 minutes while they're, you know, whatever. And so, you know, I don't really like, I don't want to do that. And so, but eventually the glue starts breaking down and all that, and you have to get it changed. And I can normally only go about 4 weeks. And so I was like, oh, can I rebook? Well, you guys, there was like no time within the next like week or two that my stylist or even my backup stylist could do. And so now I'm going to have to call every day or two and see if they've had a cancellation. And if they can't get me in, I guess, you know, Mark's going to have to help me and I'm going to have to break down and, you know, take it off, clean it, all that kind of stuff, put it back on. And I really don't want to do that. I mean, I really just don't want to have to do it. Plus, you know, I need a haircut. But I can't just go to any haircut person. You know, they have to know how to blend and do all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so that did not work out well. And it snowed, but just a tiny little dusting. I mean, I really could have gone, is the bottom line. I could have gone. It would have been fine. But I was not stressed. I was able to, I got through another box in my goal to get all of my boxes unpacked and, you know, all the old paperwork and all the stuff that I need to throw away. Now, Kathy, I didn't actually put anything in my hand and see if I felt joy or if it sparked joy. Because, you know, I mean, it's really hard. I like throwing things away. I feel better after, like, I've gotten rid of clutter. So I do feel like I have a little bit of that gene in me where it's like, oh, you know, I like throwing things away. But I also have a gene where I'm like, oh, but what if I need this in the future? You know, what if I need this? I don't know, whatever. And so with the paperwork, that was solved pretty easily. I just sat there and scanned everything in. So I scanned, who knows, hundreds of sheets of useless documents. And I'll probably never use them, but at least I feel better because I've got on my Google Drive, I now have a folder for old backup, old documents, you know. And I'm like, oh, what if someday I just want to remember all of my old addresses? So I need to keep all my lease contracts from all the apartments I lived in Dallas, you know, or whatever. And so, you know, and I did find my college diploma. That was fun. So I reframed that. I found an old frame that had like a techie award at my old job in Dallas. And it came in one of those cheap, you know, frames. And so the frame that my diploma was in was broken. So I took out the techie award and like put the diploma in. And so now I have my framed diploma in my studio. So I did that, and I played a little bit more on my pocket trumpet, which everyone seems to think is very dirty sounding. I played my pocket trumpet this weekend, and I packed, and et cetera, et cetera. We went out to a really good... Actually, we have a new restaurant here that's... I think it's a chain restaurant, but it's called Torchy's Tacos or something like that. And I've never eaten there before, but we went for our restaurant of the week because it's a new restaurant to us. We've never been there. And the tacos were really good. And actually, I used to think my favorite queso dip was Chewy's, this restaurant in Dallas. But we have one. It's a chain restaurant as well. And we have one of those in my town as well. And but now I really think my favorite cheese dip or my favorite queso is this Torchy's place. Anyway, it was really good. And I flew out on Sunday. Nothing really big happened. I did end up renting a car, and I was so mad because I didn't look at my ticket to see exactly what time we were arriving, and so I just guessed. And so I guess we were arriving at 9:30. And actually, we were arriving at 7. And so when I got to the rental car counter, I thought, oh, it shouldn't be any problem. Well, they didn't have a car there that matched what I got. And I had picked like a $17 a day economy car. And they didn't have any economy cars. And he said, you can either wait until 9:30, which is your original thing, and we have a couple of cars that are supposed to come back between now and then. Or I can put you in this SUV, but it'll be $50 extra. And that doesn't seem like a lot of money, but it's $10 extra a day. But I didn't want to sit there for 2.5 hours. Ugh. Anyway, so, you know, and so now I'm, anyway, I did it. So now I'm driving a GMC Acadia. And I'm driving my coworkers around so that I can expense the vehicle. I really, it's not a requirement, but I feel guilty about expensing it. So I'm driving them around so that they don't have to do Uber and Lyft, so that I don't feel bad about expensing it. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.